Welcome to this Nutri Ingredients podcast. In October this year, the Dietary Supplements and Health Education Act turned 15 years old. I'm Shane Starling and I'm sitting with Daniel Fabricant, who is the Vice President of Regulatory and Scientific Affairs at the Natural Products Association. 15 years down the line, Dan, is DSHEA working?
Oh, it definitely works. It gives FDA all the authority it needs. I think, you know, as any relatively young industry, there's a tendency to look towards the past, and I think it's more important to look towards the challenges ahead. We've got, you know, in the past 2 years alone, we've had GMPs, we've had AERs, and with any piece of legislation, usually it takes anywhere from 10 to 13 years for, you know, the authorities to go back and look at it and evaluate it. So I think that those are some of the initiatives we're facing at this period of time.
There are a lot of criticisms that continue to come in about the industry, about it being unregulated, about the FDA not being able to implement DSHEA. Do you feel that those criticisms are justified? And do you feel that the industry is doing enough to promote its causes?
I think the issues are, you know, of course the industry is well regulated. By the books, we're the fourth most regulated industry by FDA. And I think the industry is doing a good job by and large on really addressing its causes. At the same time, we do have some folks that are, you know, that are outliers that I don't think we've quite figured out how to address. But I don't think that that's something we can concern ourselves with as much as we should concern ourselves with being proactive on the on a regulatory compliance, whether it's GMPs or AERs, and also being really focused on the legislative aspect and being a responsible corporate citizen in Washington and with other initiatives as well.
Well, the Obama administration has said that they're against the, well, not against, but they're resisting lobbying. But that said, is the dietary supplements industry doing enough lobbying?
Well, I think we look at ourselves as the fourth most regulated industry by FDA. You know, when we look at the three that are ahead of us and we look where we rank, there's obviously quite a bit more we can do there. One of the strengths of this industry has always been in the grassroots, and I think it will continue to be in the grassroots. But I think it's got to be a combination of that as well as some, you know, really playing the game the same way, you know, those other industries do to some degree, and making sure we have a voice with the federal legislators.
How would you gauge the public mood in terms of its acceptance or reception of dietary supplements compared to, say, 1994 when DSHEA was implemented, as to now? I mean, the idea, I guess, in one way was that the public would be much more accepting and they'd be more interested in dietary supplements, but has that happened in 15 years?
Oh, I think without a doubt. I think the consumer is much more educated. I think that was a big part of the act, is to, you know, to put the information in the hands of the consumer. They were disappointed with the mainstream healthcare and the fact they didn't have really charge of their own health. I think, you know, we can't go a week without seeing a positive story about vitamin D, about fish oil, about, you know, other ingredients. And so I think that the consumer knows that and has, you know, used supplements to really benefit their health and do something positive for their health on a daily basis. And we've seen growth because of that.
All right. Well, thanks very much for your time, Daniel.
For more news and insights, visit NutraIngredients.com and NutraIngredientsUSA.com.